Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Lies. My Liberal Teacher Told Me by Wilfred Riley positions itself as a corrective to what the author sees as politically slanted storytelling in American K-12 and college-level history and civics. Riley, a political scientist known for contrarian commentary on contemporary debates, argues that students are often taught simplified narratives that frame the United States primarily through oppression, with little attention to competing evidence, institutional complexity, or historical trade-offs. The book aims to challenge widely repeated claims about racism, policing, inequality, and national origins by distinguishing between moral judgments, disputed interpretations, and verifiable data. Rather than presenting history as a single arc with predetermined villains and heroes, it emphasizes debate, measurement, and comparative context. Readers can expect a polemical but research-oriented critique of curricula, along with an argument for teaching students how to evaluate sources, test claims, and think independently about America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, curriculum narratives and the politics of education. A central theme is the claim that many classrooms promote an ideological frame more than a balanced encounter with evidence. Riley argues that history and social studies are increasingly taught as moral theater, where students learn a preferred interpretation and then repeat it, rather than practicing analysis. He points to the role of textbook selection, teacher training programs, activist-influenced materials, and institutional incentives that reward conformity. In this view, controversial claims can enter the classroom as settled fact because they support a larger storyline about power and identity. The book also highlights how political polarization intensifies this pattern, with each side treating schools as a strategic battleground. Riley presses for a distinction between teaching about injustice and teaching a single totalizing explanation for American life. The broader point is methodological. Students should be able to separate primary from secondary sources, weigh competing accounts, and understand how historians argue from incomplete records. By focusing on how narratives are constructed and transmitted, the book frames education reform as a question of epistemology as much as politics. Secondly, interrogating historical claims and popular national origin stories, the book challenges what it describes as widely circulated reinterpretations of early American history, especially claims that compress complex eras into a single motive or defining sin. Riley argues that national origin narratives often become symbolic shorthand, used to explain present-day disparities without careful attention to chronology, institutional evolution, or international comparison. He emphasizes that historical arguments should be assessed like other arguments. What is the claim? What is the evidence base? What is contested among scholars? And what alternative explanations exist? In that spirit, he criticizes curriculum approaches that treat disputed interpretations as unquestionable, suggesting that students are not being shown the normal scholarly process of debate. He also stresses the importance of distinguishing between acknowledging slavery and racism as real and asserting that they are the sole or primary drivers of all subsequent outcomes. The topic encourages readers to scrutinize how history is framed, what gets omitted, and how selective emphasis can produce a misleading impression of inevitability. The intended payoff is a more mature civic understanding rooted in complexity rather than slogans. Thirdly, data, disparity, and competing explanations for inequality. Another major focus is the use of statistics in arguments about inequality, discrimination, and opportunity. Riley contends that some educational materials present correlation as proof of causation, or use broad group averages without discussing confounders such as age distribution, regional variation, family structure, immigration patterns, or differences in crime victimization and reporting. He argues for a more rigorous approach that asks what outcome is being measured, over what time period, and compared to which baseline. The book also emphasizes that policy debates depend on accurate diagnosis. If disparities have multiple contributing factors, then single-cause explanations can lead to ineffective interventions and heightened social mistrust. Riley generally urges readers to adopt an empirical posture, seeking replication, comparing datasets, and looking for counterexamples that test a claim. The educational implication is that students should learn statistical literacy as part of civics, including how to evaluate charts, definitions, and sample selection. This topic positions evidence-based reasoning as a safeguard against both partisan propaganda and well-intentioned oversimplification. Fourthly, crime, policing, and the limits of headline-driven civics. Riley is known for engaging with debates about policing and public safety, and the book extends that engagement to how these issues are taught. He argues that simplified classroom narratives can portray police behavior and crime patterns in a way that is emotionally compelling but analytically thin, often relying on a narrow set of high-profile cases. The book pushes readers to consider base rates, definitions, and contextual variables that shape encounters between citizens and law enforcement. It also stresses the civic consequences of teaching students a one-sided picture. If young people are taught that institutions are illegitimate by design, they may disengage from reform efforts that require participation and persuasion. At the same time, Riley frames critique as compatible with reform, but only when it is grounded in accurate portrayal of incentives, risks, and trade-offs. This topic highlights the tension between moral urgency and empirical caution, arguing that curricula should teach students how to evaluate claims about bias, use data responsibly, and understand the difference between systemic patterns and individual misconduct. The broader message is that civic education should reduce heat and increase clarity. Lastly, civic identity, patriotism, and teaching a usable national story. The final thread centers on what kind of national identity schools should cultivate. Riley argues that a constant emphasis on grievance and national illegitimacy can weaken social cohesion and leave students with cynicism rather than agency. He advocates an approach that recognizes real historical wrongs while also highlighting institutional self-correction, pluralism, and the capacity for reform. In his framing, patriotism is not blind celebration, but an orientation towards stewardship, the idea that a country can be criticized precisely because it is worth improving. The book raises questions about how to teach controversial topics without turning classrooms into partisan arenas, and how to encourage students to see fellow citizens as opponents in debate rather than enemies in a moral struggle. It also promotes viewpoint diversity and open inquiry as educational virtues, arguing that students should encounter multiple schools of thought and learn to argue responsibly. This topic is less about any single historical fact and more about the goal of education, forming adults who can reason, cooperate, and participate in democratic life. The underlying claim is that a balanced national story is both more accurate and more constructive. In conclusion, this book fits readers who worry that American education has become more about ideological training than critical thinking, including parents, teachers, students, and anyone interested in curriculum debates. It can benefit a reader's life by modeling habits of scrutiny, separating claims from evidence, asking what is contested, and resisting the temptation to treat complex social outcomes as monocausal. Even for readers who disagree with Riley's politics, the book can serve as a prompt to verify sources and test assumptions before adopting popular narratives. It is worth buying compared to similar culture war titles because it focuses on how claims are built and circulated in classrooms, not only on partisan outrage. Its emphasis on data, definitions, and competing explanations encourages readers to engage arguments rather than personalities. If you want a counterweight to prevailing progressive interpretations in many school materials, and you want a framework for discussing history and civics with more rigor, this book offers a direct, debate-ready perspective. If you would like to support Wilfred Riley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.